It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. On the phone with us today, Dr. Nathan Mueller. He's a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension to get an update on how the wheat crop is performing in the state. So let's start there. Wheat conditions across Nebraska, a lot better than they were last year. What's the update?
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. I'm here in Cover Saline, Jefferson, Gage County. So really connected with wheat conditions in southeast Nebraska and the eastern third of state as a whole, which has about 40,000 acres of wheat in the eastern three crop reporting districts. But yeah, from a year ago, wow, the wheat looks so much better. Last year we dealt with both the combination of drought and winter kill and a lot of abandoned acres and even the people that kept the wheat. I think Saline County came in the lowest wheat yielding county last year. So that's not a record I like being here. But yeah, I was out this week looking at wheat conditions and we did deal with a little bit of wheat streak mosaic virus. So we did lose some acres there and switched over to corn. And that's just kind of a learning curve for people that were new to wheat or who have grown wheat and just kind of forgot about that issue of that green bridge and volunteer wheat next to new wheat. So I know that's been pretty prevalent across all the south half of the state. Stephen Wagulo has been out and about, our small grains plant pathologist. And so that was probably our biggest early season disease challenge. And a virus, once you have that, there's not much you can, to do to fix that. But locally, with all the rain we've had, the wheat crop really looks good. It's probably a little shorter than normal just because it was dry in March and early April. And then we've just really had all the rain that we've needed. And now we're switching to where we weren't too worried about fungal diseases, and now we have stripe rust really across the bottom tier of counties east to west in Nebraska, and we are kind of tracking stripe rust across the state. We haven't identified leaf rust yet, but stripe rust is kind of a cool season, high moisture thing, and it's really actually gone from not much of an issue to really started to ramp up and spread, at least on fields here in Saline, Jefferson, and Gage County, probably the past 5 days. So
share more about that tracking map. Can producers find where that's at?
Yeah, so we publish that every Friday on cropwatch.unl.edu. And then if you go to plant diseases and wheat, we have it there. I also share it on social media on my Crop Tech Cafe handle for Twitter. But essentially, yes, what I've done is we want producers and agronomists, as well as, of course, university extension, to fill out essentially just a report. It's a Qualtrics survey. They can click on that, and they just say, have you found stripe rust? If yes, what counties? If we also want you to say, no, we haven't found stripe rust, in which counties? And then we have the same question for leaf rust and stripe rust. So that allows us, and then there's opportunity to upload a picture just so we can confirm that it's leaf rust versus stripe rust, and then we put that together each week using our UNL map builder and put that online. So as of last Friday, we had really from over from Frontier County, Kearney, really Webster, Knuckles, Thayer, Jefferson, Gage, Pawnee, all positive for stripe rust, as well as moving north into Saline and Lancaster County. So, and we'll be adding some additional counties to the map that I'll be working on today from reports. And so we've had several farmers and agronomists, and we want that to continue. So yeah, go to cropwatch.unl.edu and opportunity to complete that survey.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are visiting with Dr. Nathan Mueller. He's a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension. Another thing you guys are managing across the state, monitoring across the state, is Fusarium head blight. And share with us an update on that disease. I guess it's a fungus, actually. What are you seeing across the state, and how do people manage that?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than stripe rust, where stripe rust are spores that blow in from the south. So we kind of knew, when Kansas start getting it, to start looking here in Nebraska, and we can track that to help producers know when to start scouting in their area with those kind of reports, checking in their fields locally. Fusarium head blight isn't something that we can manage ahead of time or really track. There is a Fusarium head blight risk model that looks at, the rainfall that we've had 2 weeks prior to flowering, during flowering, kind of forecasts some of those humidity, leaf wetness, rainfall, and forecasts the risk of Fusarium head blight. But really, Fusarium head blight is unique. It's a fungal pathogen that also affects other grass species like corn. So if you are next to corn stalks or planted wheat after corn, there's more risk than if you planted after soybeans. But there's obviously still a risk if we have the wetness and humidity. And so that disease infects the wheat plant at flowering only. So as soon as we start getting those yellow anthers kicked out here and we're starting to flower here in southeast Nebraska, that's when that fungal pathogen gets into the head and causes a disease called Fusarium head blight or head scab or scab, number of issues. And then it can cause Fusarium damaged kernels as well as can produce a mycotoxin called or DON that they do check for at the elevator. And in fact, DON, vomitoxin's high enough, you know, you could either get docked or your load, they rejected and they wouldn't take it. So not to mention the potential yield loss. So what we really want, we have an article coming out in CropWatch that's going to go over kind of three takeaways. Can we control stripe rust and Fusarium head blight with fungicides at the same time here at flowering? Because they're kind of occurring simultaneously this year. The answer is yes. We really need to understand the wheat growth stages because it's important when we spray that fungicide. We need to spray at about when 15% of the heads are flowering, and then we have about 6 days after that. So you really have to understand kind of the FEEX growth stage, and there's a numbering and growth stage system. We have a link that's in there to a great staging and picture model from Wisconsin. And then it's really there's a number of six products that are labeled for Fusarium head blight suppression. We can't eliminate it with a fungicide or even with variety selection or cultivar resistance, but those two things in combination, we can really suppress that disease when the risk is high. And for southeast Nebraska, looking at the current risk map is kind of the highest area currently for risk, but even last year, producers, wheat producers in the panhandle dealt with that disease just because of the rain that they had in that part of the state. And so those are all things that you need to think about. Also, application. Ground rigs are fantastic because we can get more volume. That's one of the takeaways of the article. But, you know, here in the East, sprayers are often tied up with corn and soybean herbicides. No one wants to stop and clean it out for half a day and move over. So aerial application is pretty popular. But we really need the volume from that aerial application, whether it's the drone or helicopter. We really need 4 or 5 gallons per acre of volume just to get good coverage on the heads for suppression. So if you're a grower, it's worth paying a couple extra dollars if your applicator is going to charge more for the versus the standard 2 gallons an acre to go up to 4 or 5. And some of those labels actually require 5 gallons. Per acre. And so we'll have a table in that article of products availability, you know, max rate in a pass, max rate for the season, timing, and even have some supporting pictures just to remind you of getting that at the right growth stage. And if you miss the flowering window and it's too late, it's really too late because we do have a 30-day pre-harvest interval or growth stage restrictions on our fungicides 30 days prior to harvest or at the end of flowering. So lots of things to learn. I think that's probably been the most challenging disease to work with agronomists and farmers on because there's so many nuances in terms of timing, growth stage, product, you know, volume, even nozzles on ground rigs. So I just encourage growers to reach out to the local extension educator, talk to their agronomist, reach out to myself or Stephen Wagula. We'd love to talk to you about kind of the fine tuning that application.
Absolutely. Best way to reach out to you. What is it?
Yeah. So the best way to reach out to me first is my email. It's nathan.mueller@unl.edu. You can also call me on my work cell phone number, which is 402-821-1722.
All right. That's my guest again, Nathan Mueller, a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension, joining us with an update on all things happening in Nebraska's wheat crop. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica for the Rural Radio Network.